You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, mighty Counselor, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is Faith, Part 2. My text comes from Hebrews 11:1, which states, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The Bible introduces an impressive list of heroic believers from the Old Testament in a passage often called the Faith Hall of Fame. These men and women and their stories stand out to encourage and challenge our faith. This list of heroes are found in Hebrews chapter 11 and reads as thus, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things that were seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he brings death yet speaketh. He being deaf yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Joseph, and the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For that they say such things, declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country, from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ great riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that perish that believeth not, when she had received the spies with peace. Gideon and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jethro, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yet moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains, and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Most of those mentioned in this chapter saw only preliminary glimpses of what specifically promised, and all were anticipating a greater future hope in light of something better. For us, refers to the new covenant realities of the superior Son of God with his superior priesthood and the consequent eternal perfection of the faithful. The perfection of believers is the goal accomplished through the work of this perfect Son of God. The saints of the Old Testament along with those of this era, will partake together of the same end times perfection, sinless cells, and deathless resurrection bodies. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Jesus was crucified on the cross for our sins. While on the cross, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, "I thirst." Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. But after 3 days, he arose from the dead with all powers in his hands. Because he loves us so much, let us be obedient to his word. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good day and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is Today Matters. In the book, Today's Matters by John Maxwell, the author talks about 12 daily commitments that can help us live a better life. Maxwell says that everyone has the power to impact the outcome of their life by focusing on today. Today is the only time you have. It's too late for yesterday, and you can't depend on tomorrow. My hope is that this daily commitment list will be helpful to our radio listeners. First, just for today, I will choose and display the right attitudes. Second, just for today, I will determine and act on important priorities. Third, just for today, I will know and follow healthy guidelines. Fourth, just for today, I will communicate with and care for my family. Fifth, just for today, I will practice and develop good thinking. Sixth, just for today, I will make and keep proper commitments. Seventh, just for today, I will earn and properly manage my finances. Eighth, just for today, I will deepen and live out my faith. Ninth, just for today, I will initiate and invest in solid relationships. 10th, just for today, I will plan for and model generosity. 11th, just for today, I will embrace and practice good values. And last, just for today, I will seek and experience improvements. Today mattered to David in Psalm 118:24, as David sang, "This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." Later he wrote, "Today, if you hear my voice, harden not your hearts." David was aware of the significance of today. He worked to see the value of each day, and he helped others to do the same. Today mattered to Esther in Esther 4:13, as Esther longed to sit still and do nothing, but Mordecai wouldn't let her. The fate of God's people hung in the balance. Mordecai shocked her when he said, "Who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" He pushed Esther to seize the day, and she did. Today mattered to Paul in 1 Corinthians 9 and Philippians 3, where Paul compared life to a race. He threw off any weight that would entangle him or slow him down. He made the most of his pursuit of the prize. We all know that runners don't wander, but head straight for the finish line. And finally, today mattered to Jesus in Matthew 6:34. In the Sermon on the Mount, he tells us to seek first his kingdom, and all the other needs will be added to us. Following that challenge, he reminds us not to worry about tomorrow, for each day has enough troubles of its own. Just focus on today and remember, all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But the good news is that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, who died, was buried, and arose, so that whosoever believeth in